Six men in Moscow are readjusting to life on Earth today after enduring a long, simulated mission to Mars. They spent 520 days locked inside a fake spaceship. The hatch was opened yesterday. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports that this pretend trip involved real psychological challenges that may still persist.
Any future mission to Mars would most likely be international. So this crew had three members from Russia, one from China, and two from the European Space Agency, including Diego Urbina. Back in June of 2010, a little over a week into the fake voyage, he made a video tour of their new home. It was just a few bus-sized modules.
This is the living room where we spend a lot of our leisure time.
The small wood-paneled room had a rug, a TV for watching videos, a bookshelf, but no windows to look out at the warehouse they were in. Any contact with the outside was indirect, through video or email. Sometimes, to mimic a Mars mission, there'd be a 20-minute delay, or days with no communications at all.
Here we have an airlock through which we pass all the samples to scientists around the world.
Blood and urine samples, to test things like stress hormones. He made other video diaries, like one during a fake emergency that shut off the lights and ventilation.
Everything's very dark. We hope it won't be too long.
Other sources of stress? Boredom. Plus, no escape from seeing the same people day after day after day. The European Space Agency says the crew performed as a team with, quote, no significant conflicts.
But that doesn't mean that there weren't personal challenges.
Christian Otto is a physician who works with NASA to study the effects of long-duration missions.
I think the 520-day study went a remarkable way in mirroring what a long-duration space flight would be like. Is it 100%? No.
The crew couldn't float in microgravity. They didn't have the thrill of truly walking on Mars or the fear of real accidents. But just getting through it was an accomplishment. Otto has done year-long stints in Antarctica and says sensory and social isolation is powerful.
These experiences in isolation change us.
He says the psychological effects linger even after the isolation is over. The day before the hatch opened, Urbina reported on Twitter, quote, amazingly intense and very surreal hours, preparing to enter the most alien of worlds. He seemed to be referring not to Mars, but to the world outside his capsule, right here on Earth. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
This is NPR News.